We've talked about that. If you have a good answer, let me know. I mean, he was here the past couple of years. He definitely knows a lot about what we do as an offense, and he's a really good player. So we absolutely are aware that, you know, he's on the other team now.
Do you have to change things up at all?
Yeah, you know, maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Running the ball really well last week as opposed to the week before against Chicago. Is it just about execution at that point, something else?
It was something we wanted to focus on. We thought we weren't quite as good as we wanted to be week one, and try to focus on that and really hone in on the details and, you know, try to make a jump and improvement. And I think we're getting there. I think we still have room to grow, and we're still going to work towards that.
What did West do different in that game as opposed to what you saw in week
five? West played well. You know, he did a good job of you know, getting back on the field, working hard. It's tough as a rookie. You know, it's tough out there, and there's a bunch of savvy defensive linemen that really know what they're doing. And West did a good job, you know, keeping his nose to the grindstone.
And if Ryan can't play on Sunday, how does that change? How do you worry about it? How do you adjust to the continuity?
I think we just do what we always done. We always rotate guys through all the time. You never know who's going to be up for a game or who goes down mid-game. Ty did a great job this last game of stepping up and playing really well.
It looked like in the first half Sunday, Green Bay did some good bit of stunning and maybe some things they brought against you guys that in the second half you guys were able to handle maybe a little better, frustrate them a little bit more, perhaps?
I think the game plan changed a little bit just in terms of where the game was at the time. True. You know, our defensive touchdown really helped us put us in the lead. And just we just try to keep doing what we're doing and do what needs to be done to win the game. And it all worked out.
When you look at video, say, of Detroit, do you focus on an individual guy like Ansa and what he's done or what anybody else has done that you're going to be right up against? Or do you look at the whole scheme just kind of, again, do what you guys do?
I think you look at, I mean, when I study film, I look at both. I look at the whole defense, how they play the thing, how they play everything. And then you look at the guy you're going to go against to see how he plays certain blocks. So I think it takes a combo of those two things of really focusing in on what they do and, you know, how you have to adjust your blocking and also as a defense what plays look good. It's going to be difficult. You know, they have some big guys up front who penetrate and really cause a lot of problems, a lot of movement, and they have some real downhill linebackers, and they have what I hear is great coverage. You know, I don't really worry too much about that.
this may be, not necessarily, I can't speak for any individual Detroit players, but for that area, that's been kind of a victory star fan base and so on, off to a good start. Defending NFC champion coming in, and you might be looking at a New Orleans type communication issue, if you will.
It's going to be very loud. It's an inside stadium. It's early in the season, and everyone's really fired up for football. We're definitely, you know, concerned about the crowd noise, and we're going to do what we need to do.